But I want to ask about these most frightening reports that you mentioned that you have seen and heard of suicide attempts in decades past, where service personnel try to throw themselves overboard. What are the realities of mental health in the Navy, and particularly aboard ships where sailors and Marines are far from their families for months and months and months at a time?
It's particularly stressful. And in my day, we were somewhat lucky in a way, in that we grew up in a society where you were surrounded by friends and shipmates, so you were accustomed to having almost a social network around you. Today's young people are more isolated psychologically, and so that natural support network doesn't exist, or it's not as great. We have chaplains, we have senior enlisted people and mid-level enlisted people who track these guys, talk to them, but let's face it, 200 days is a period longer than that we've seen since World War II. In my day, a 68-day deployment, 68 days continuously at sea was considered stressful. We had a couple of ships do 90, but we never had anyone do 200. And if you're down in the propulsion spaces working 12, 14 hours a day, you don't see the sun. And so you're very dependent on your relationship with those around you, your interactions, and you increasingly feel isolated. So even minor things become a major issue over time. And as I said, each of us reaches a, shall we say, a saturation or breaking point at some time. The handful of sailors that this has happened to, clearly it reached their breaking point. In my view, we ought to rotate people off every 90 days or so. If you can't remove the ship, then maybe find people to put on the ship to replace those you take off and send somewhere to kind of decompress, if you will. Of course, that's logistically complicated and expensive, but you don't have enough ships, then you need to think of how you take care of the human element of those ships.